You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is warning that Europe could be on the brink of a new wave of coronavirus. Experts have questioned the easing of various lockdowns across the region amid poor vaccination rates and a surge in cases driven by the highly infectious Delta variant. A 10-week decline in the number of cases across Europe is over, as the continent records a 10% increase in cases over the past week. Football's European Championships are also taking some of the blame, as fans travel to games and gather in big crowds in stadiums, pubs and fan zones. WHO Regional Director Hans Kluger says new variants, a deficit in vaccine uptake and increased mixing of people could cause a new wave.
This is taking place in the context of a rapidly evolving situation. A new variant of concern, the Delta variant, and in a region where despite tremendous efforts by member states, millions remain unvaccinated. Delta overtakes Alpha very quickly, through multiple and repeated introductions, and is already translating into increased hospitalizations and deaths.
The Euros have provided a weary continent with some much-needed entertainment, but the event is being blamed for a surge in cases. 1,300 Scottish football supporters recorded positive results after returning from watching matches. Finland says more than 300 of its nationals have been infected while supporting their team. The tournament is being held across 11 countries. Professor Christina Pagel from the University College London says it's not just about stadium capacity, it's the fan zones that are of particular concern.
You have the potential for lots of super spreader events all across Europe, not just from fans travelling to actual matches, but fans travelling to the cities and then going out to the bars and celebrating on trains, on public transport, but also at each other's houses.
WHO COVID-19 incident manager Catherine Smallwood says a major sporting tournament like the Euros borders on irresponsible.
High visibility is placed on that. We're seeing a lot of images, and there's a lot of images within the stadia. We need to look much beyond just the stadia themselves. What we need to look at is around the stadia. How are people getting there? Are they travelling in large, crowded convoys of buses? Are they taking individual measures when they're doing that? What's happening after the games when people leave the stadiums? Are they going into crowded bars and pubs to watch the matches? And we've said that should these things, this mixing happen, there will be cases. Because if this mixing is happening among people who are not fully vaccinated and there is the presence of the virus, there will be cases.
In the United States, the Biden administration is sending out coronavirus surge response teams to help battle the Delta variant. With nearly half the population immunized, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says tracking shows the Delta variant spreading most quickly in swathes of the country with the lowest rates of infections.
Looking across the country, we have made incredible progress towards ending the pandemic. However, looking state by state and county by county, it is clear that communities where people remain unvaccinated are communities that remain vulnerable. The Delta variant is predicted to be the second most prevalent variant in the United States, and I expect that in the coming weeks, it will eclipse the Alpha variant, unless we can vaccinate more people now.
US data from a collection of states over the last 6 months suggests 99.5% of deaths from COVID-19 in those states have occurred in unvaccinated people. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients reiterates the vaccination message.
We're intensifying our efforts to help states prevent, detect, and respond to hotspots among the unvaccinated by mobilizing COVID-19 surge response teams to be at the ready to deploy federal resources and, where needed, federal personnel. These are dedicated teams working with communities at higher risk for or already experiencing outbreaks due to the spread of the Delta variant and their low vaccination rate. The most important step we can take to prevent these outbreaks is for more Americans to get vaccinated.
In Michigan, $5 million in cash and college scholarships will be given away in lottery-style drawings aimed at raising the state's vaccination rate. The incentive program features a $2 million jackpot, a $1 million prize, and 30 daily drawings of $50,000 for residents ages 18 and over who have gotten at least one shot. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says vaccinated residents ages 12 to 17 are also eligible for one of 9 4-year prepaid tuition contracts valued at $55,000.
Today we are launching the My Shot to Win sweepstakes to get vaccinated. My Shot, MI, the Michigan Shot to Win. So the My Shot to Win sweepstakes will save and change lives. There are some who simply have some questions, and maybe this will motivate them to seek the answers for their questions so they feel comfortable getting vaccinated and go out and do it and then get registered for the sweepstakes. It's exciting.
Meanwhile, a Europe-wide COVID travel certificate scheme has come into force. It's a digital certificate that can be displayed on a phone or printed out, and it contains a QR code that can be scanned by airlines or border officials. And in the Netherlands, a new study has found a significant number of cats and dogs may be contracting coronavirus from their owners. Dr. Els Broens of Utrecht University says that animals do not get very ill from it, but transmission is occurring.
1 out of 5 pets will catch the disease from their owners, because the most likely transmission is from human to pet. So this is a rather high prevalence, but on the other hand, luckily the animals do not get very ill from it. And I think especially because of the close contact we have with our pets, it seems that this virus is adapted to humans to cause severe illness in humans, and it's less adapted to cats and dogs.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.